This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am yielding to the fact that I'm not every woman. It is not all in me. Whitney lied to us. I love her, Queen Whitney, God rest her soul. But it's not in us every day. There are some days where I'm clicking on all cylinders and I had a great workout. I walked my dog. All my work assignments are, you know, done. I'm responding to the Slacks and the emails. Everything's on lock. I have dinner ready. I'm checking on my girlfriends. My parents are good. And then I have days like, you know, as of lately, I've had a few days where I am in serious grieving mode. I'm grieving the loss of a relationship. My family has had a challenging season. I lost two uncles within a month apart from each other. And that is a lot for a human being. And you still have to move while you feel. That is something that I heard a friend say recently. Moving while you feel is not easy. And you need people that have wisdom and can pour into you when you are not able to pour into yourself or other people, and to love you when you need love, and to hug you when you need a hug. And if any of you all are listening, I thank God for you. Style crew, we are back for another episode of Styling Conversation. Not just another episode, but this is actually the season 2 finale. And something that I did in season 1 was, for the season 1 finale, I had the episode be focused around all the things that I had learned that season, not just the recording season of the podcast, but in that season of life. And this is a tradition that I want to continue until God tells me to pivot. So I am continuing this for season 2 because we are 7 months into the year and I've gotten quite a few lessons already. So I want to kick it off by thanking you so much for your continued and consistent support. The podcast does not happen without your support and the support and willingness of my talented guests to come on and share their stories. And I'm incredibly grateful that you have chosen to be on this journey with me, that you find value in the episodes and the content that is shared. I am incredibly grateful. And I also want to take a moment to ask you, if you have not already, to rate and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Index, wherever you listen to your content for podcasts. Please support us by leaving a rating. This helps us reach other listeners like yourself to be able to receive the information, be blessed, get the word out. And also, please be sure to follow us on Instagram. The handle is Style and Conversation Pod. And also, if you are into the visuals of the podcast, this is where I release the visuals of the episodes. Please follow on YouTube. My channel is Styled by Jessica Lauren. All of that will be linked in the episode bio, but I did want to start the episode by asking for your support on that. With that being said, let's kick off this episode. So, like I said, we will be talking about everything that I have learned in this season of recording, as well as this season of life. And the first lesson that I have learned is prioritize which ball can break and which ball will bounce. So, the reason that I listed this as my first lesson is because I have been in a season of transition. I was very blessed to receive a new position, a new full-time position at the beginning of the year in my field that I studied, went to school for, have been in for over 10 years, which is marketing. And it has been an extreme blessing in many ways, but there has also been a period of adjustment because I do travel quite frequently for this position, and it just requires a lot of brain power and being strategic and thinking on my feet and being responsive in many hours throughout the day. And I have had to learn the balance with prioritizing this new position and the creative endeavors that I am involved in, such as this and with my business. And it has not been easy. It's been a lot of late nights of editing, pitching after a day full of meetings and planning and maybe traveling. And it has reminded me of a lesson that I got from a former boss. One of my colleagues asked her, how do you balance when you have all these balls in the air? And her response to him was, you have to know which balls will break and which will bounce. And in this season, I have had to learn, apply that. I've had to really take a step back and assess what needs to be prioritized most at that moment and apply that. So if you are someone who is in this season where you have new opportunities in front of you, if you're seeking new things, trying out new things with your business, I would just encourage you to determine what needs to be prioritized the most at that moment, which balls will break and which will bounce. What's up, Style Crew? I am holding in my hand the 5-minute journal, which is an item from one of the newest sponsors of season 2 of Style and Conversation from a company called Intelligent Change. And if you haven't heard about them, you are going to be so excited once I tell you more. I first heard about them by attending an event here in Atlanta. I received the 5-minute journal in a swag bag. And let me just tell you, this aligns perfectly with this series that we're currently in. The reason is that this 5-minute journal includes so many things to help keep you on track daily, weekly, monthly, and then beyond the year. For example, on one of the pages, they have an option to complete fitness and meals, your meal plans for the week. In addition to this, they also have something to help you be really intentional. So one of the questions is, my intention for the week is. And then it goes even further to say how I'll motivate myself, create any notes. And then they also have various wisdom quotes throughout the journal as well. One of them being, "Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body," by Joseph Addison. So they also have a page where you can review your mood for the day, talk about what you're grateful for, all the things that you'll do for your well-being and health, and so on and so forth. And so, like I said, I really love this because it helps you to be a lot more intentional, which is something that we've spoken about on one of the episodes from this series. And this is just a great way to really implement and continue to execute on those changes that we all said that we plan to make at the beginning of the year, and a way to hold ourselves accountable as we continue to move through 2025 and beyond. So, as a listener of Style and Conversation, I have a special code for 10% off for you, which is Styled by Jess. That code is STYLEDBYJESS. And to tell you a little bit more about Intelligent Change, they pride themselves on creating elevated, thoughtfully designed products to help you realize your potential and live a happier, more fulfilling life. In addition to this, they have journals, they have digital downloads, they have mindful affirmation cards, games, and then they also have games for kids. And so this code can be applied for each of those products. Again, that code is STYLEDBYJESS. So I want to encourage you all to check out Intelligent Change and look into this 5-minute journal as a way to get started, and all of their other wonderful products. All right, let's jump back into this episode. Okay, this leads me to my second point. Lesson: practicing gratitude in the midst of feeling overwhelmed. So in this season, there have been moments where I have felt overwhelmed. And what I am trying to practice as a believer is not allowing the feeling of overwhelm to overtake me, to acknowledge and not ignore my feelings, because they do exist very much. But in the midst of this, taking a step back and recognizing that, okay, number one, God would not have given me this if he felt that I were not equipped to handle it. That is the first thing. The second thing is that recognizing when I'm relying on my own strength and not him. The third thing is practical, from the sense of taking a step back and assessing what actually needs to be done today within this moment, and assessing what needs to be marked off the list today and what can be marked off the list for tomorrow. So those are some things that have helped me. And just being grateful in the moment, being grateful that I have people around me that will help me, that I don't do this all myself, that I do work on a team in my professional position, and within the ministry, that I don't have to do everything on my own, that I have an amazing team of individuals around me that are just as passionate and tapped in and willing to jump in and help. And personally, that I have family and friends that love me and support me, and I can rely on them and a myriad of ways, and that is what helps me. And then also coming back to the fact that I have a God who is sovereign and will not let me fail as long as I am yielding to his ways and not trying to handle everything on my own. So that's number two, practicing gratitude in the midst of feeling overwhelmed. Lesson number three: don't let the feeling of being overwhelmed overcome you. It won't last forever. So this ties back into what I was saying with point number two, which is not being overtaken by the overwhelm, acknowledging it, but not letting it overtake you. And just recognizing that this will not last forever. I won't have this particular work assignment due forever. This ministry event will pass after, you know, this month, X number of days, whatever the case may be. I may be hung up in this moment on how to edit this podcast or how to pitch a certain guest. It will not last forever. The resources will come. It won't last forever. Just taking a moment to breathe and rest in the fact that it will not last forever. I promise you. And going back to what I said in point number two, which is assessing what actually needs to be done today and what can be on the list for tomorrow. So that's lesson number three. Don't let the feeling of being overwhelmed overcome you. It won't last forever, babe. Number four, do it with God. So I think in my experience, many of us, we don't do this on purpose by leaving God out of our plans and our day to day. I just think that I have been very guilty of, as soon as my alarm goes off and my eyes are awake, I'm running over my list for the day, thinking about, okay, well, do I have enough time to get this workout done? And my dog, has she had her flea and tick medicine? And I got to do this and I got to do that. And then it's taking a step back and realizing that I do not have to do this all on my own. God is with me every step of the way. And then also, because he is God and he is all knowing, he has people in my life that I'm able to lean on for help, such as a time like this. So I would just encourage you, if you are someone that is struggling with overwhelm and you're in a season of transition, it may not come like clockwork, but to really take a step back and assess, are you doing it with God or are you relying on your own?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Strength and understanding. And if you're relying on your own strength and understanding, don't really take a step back and yield to God. So that's my fourth lesson. Do it with God. Do it with the G-O-D. Style Crew, remember when I told you that we had some new sponsors for this season? Well, I cannot wait to tell you more about one of our newest sponsors, Brit's Body Butter. I am actually holding some of her fragrance oils, which are my favorite products from her. And my favorite fragrance that I wear on repeat and I constantly get compliments when I wear it is the Amber Vanilla. So I am a vanilla girly. I wear this fragrance throughout the year, but I wear it in different combinations to be appropriate for the season. And I love layering my fragrances. I first came about her products at an event here in Atlanta. She was one of the pop-up vendors, and I instantly fell in love. I purchased the Amber Vanilla, the Summer's Love, and the Strawberry Passion. And as you can see, I have been using them all pretty frequently, but mostly the Amber Vanilla. And how I like to use this product is I will spray it on my pulse spots. So behind both of my ears, I'll spray it at the nape of my neck, in front of my neck, in between on my chest, as well as the crease of my arm, as well as right at the beginning of my underarm. Because as the night goes on, you might start to sweat. You want to make sure you're smelling great. And this product really helps aid with that. And then I'll follow it up by topping it with my fragrance choice of the evening, whichever perfume I choose to wear. I find that this fragrance, particularly the Amber Vanilla, pairs really well with variety of perfumes. And so after I apply the perfume on top of the oil, which would be on my pulse spots, then I'll follow up with a body mist, spray it throughout my hair, all over my body, on my clothing. And then I'm good to step out the door and get all of the compliments of, oh, you smell so great. And one of the other things that I love about this product, you know that I love supporting small-owned businesses. And this is another Black woman-owned business, and they are completely integral in their process. You can get in touch with someone easily, and I just can't recommend them enough. I can't tell you how much I love the products, and I always get compliments. Just to tell you a little bit more about Brit's Body Butter. So at Brit's Body Butter and Oils, we believe that beauty goes beyond the surface. True beauty comes from within and is reflected in how we treat ourselves, others, and the planet. Our philosophy is rooted in mindfulness, positivity, and sustainability. Experience the pure, lasting hydration of Brit's Body Butter and Oils. Your skin will be sure to thank you. And so for the listeners, you know I have a code for you. The code is Styled by Jess. That is STYLEDBYJESS. And this will get you 15% off of your purchase price. So don't think about it. Go ahead and run to britsbodybutter.com. That is spelled BRITTSBODYBUTTER.com. And be sure to use the code Styled by Jess, STYLEDBYJESS, for 15% off your purchase. And with that, let's get back into this episode. Okay, 5. Be willing to receive feedback, but stay true to the vision. Okay, so this is a lesson that it came unexpectedly. So I joined a new community for podcasters, which I'm extremely grateful for. I have been praying to God for resources. And again, like when he answers prayers, it may not come when you think it should come, but it always comes. And so this resource came across my desk. I joined this community, amazing resource. I met with someone who I have the utmost respect for. So this next statement is not meant to be taken as such. But I met with an individual that is a big part of the community, basically oversees the community. And just to get an idea of my goals for the podcast, as well as my business, how they tie in, the things that I want to do in the future. And this person, let me back up. I'm going to get to, earlier this season, I've had conversations with two individuals that have been willing to help me. And one person, we were completely aligned. This woman, I will share more about her information next season, likely via my social media, because there's something we're going to collaborate on. But I shared ideas with her that I hadn't shared with anyone. That only God knew these things had been placed in my heart. And I shared them with her, and she was incredibly supportive. And some of the ideas, I was thinking that they may be like a few seasons away. And her response to me was, well, why aren't you doing them now? I think you can do them now. And so I was just blown away by the level of support. By her believing in my vision. I'd never met this woman before. And she just, not only did she believe in my vision and we were aligned, but she helped me elevate my ideas and affirmed me that I'm on the right path. And those types of conversations let you know that the vision that is in your heart is where you need to be going. When someone you have never met, that's when the Holy Spirit, you know what? I prayed before this episode. This just came to me. That is when the Holy Spirit is really working. And because I had never met her, didn't know this woman from from Adam. Never met her before. We had one conversation via Facebook Messenger from something that she shared in another podcaster community that I'm in. I requested time on her calendar and we met. And everything clicked. And I have the utmost respect for her. And I can't wait to share more and amplify her platform because she is incredible. And those types of conversations are very necessary when you are someone that is creating and you may from time to time when things don't pan out the way that you envision in your head and you can question if you're on the right path and how you need to pivot and just not letting the thief of comparison get into your head. Those types of conversations help you stay on track. So that's one conversation. And then I met with another individual, a part of another community, and this person shared a lot of great ideas, but this conversation confirmed to me that we were not aligned. There was no, God wasn't present in this conversation. And the reason I say that is because, let me say, this person had, from where I sit, the best intentions, but coming from a worldly view. So yes, I am a stylist and I'm going to be sharing more about that in the upcoming season. I actually have some projects that I'm going to be sharing with you all. And this is why the name of the podcast is Style and Conversation, because my brand is Styled by Jessica Lauren. However, would I love to have gained clients that see value in my work through the podcast? Absolutely. However, that is not the main goal for my podcast. And I understand this individual was coming from a business standpoint of trying to teach me how to monetize, which is something that I do want to do. And I'm researching ways to do so, but that is not the sole purpose. And I trust that the conversations that are being had, not only are we sharing information, but they're very necessary. And I humbly believe that women's lives, people's lives are being changed by having these conversations. And that is so much more important to me than just having a podcast strictly on style, fashion, and beauty. Those topics have for sure creeped in, as you all know. And that is a part of the vision of the podcast, but it is not the entirety of it. So what I took from that conversation is something that my dad has instilled in us, which is chew up the meat and spit out the bones. So I chewed up what I needed to take from that conversation, but I chose to not let it deter me from my vision. And another thing that confirmed this for me is I had this conversation with a girlfriend that I trust dearly and shared with her where the podcast currently is and my vision and also the conversation with this individual. And she shared with me, just that's boring. We don't want to hear conversations strictly on style. I think that what you're doing, these conversations are necessary and you need to stick with that. She said, I do think you need to do better at telling people who you are, what you do, what your gifts are. And I 100% agree with that. But don't pivot from what you're doing. So again, this takes me back to lesson number 5, which is be willing to receive feedback, but stay true to the vision. Number 6, this leads me into 6, which is pivot when necessary. It's great to have a plan. And I am someone that is very structured and I value having a plan. But in this season, I've also learned that it's also necessary to be receptive to the fact that you sometimes may have to pivot and just being open to that and yielding when necessary. Number 6 is pretty straightforward. Pivot when necessary. Number 7, presence over perfection. So I genuinely don't, but want to post more on social media, not posting just to post, but when I actually have valuable information to share. And there have been times where I have wanted to post, but I didn't because I'm like, oh, well, it's not perfect and it doesn't look this way and this creator's things look this way. And something I'm focusing on these days is presence over perfection. Me posting and being present is way more impactful than me not posting because I'm trying to be perfect. Because there is someone that needs to receive that message in me posting. And if I'm not posting because I'm trying to pursue perfection, then that's just not effective. It's better to get the message out there. Yes, have apply structure to it, but get the message out there. So I just want to encourage anyone that may be struggling with that. Presence over perfection. Number 8, lean on the people that love you and thank God for them. Hey, Style Crew. I'm excited to tell you about another one of our amazing sponsors for season 2 of Style and Conversation, Armoire Boutique. And if you follow me on Instagram, you know that they are one of my favorite boutiques and I have shopped them for years. I always shout them out and tag them when I'm wearing their pieces. And I'll continue to do so because I absolutely love the quality of their pieces and the pricing is always affordable. And one of the other things that I love is that they are size inclusive, offering sizes 0 to 22. So this is a place that if you want to go shopping with your girlfriends, if you happen to be in the New Orleans area, no one has to feel left out. You can really have a fun, interactive experience. And that's the way it should be because fashion and style is for everyone, honey. And so just to tell you a little bit more about Armoire Boutique, they are a size inclusive women's apparel boutique located on Metairie Road in Old Metairie, which is in the New Orleans, Louisiana area. Their fun and friendly shop features clothing in sizes 0 to 22, shoes, accessories, and so much more. Shop online with a $6 flat rate shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions or comments, the ladies at Armoire are always so engaging and willing to give you any help in terms of sizing, wanting to know what's still available, and all of the things. And of course, you know I have a code for my listeness. The code is JESS10. That is JESS10. So you can use that if you shop online at armoireboutique.com. That is spelled ARMOIREBOU.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
TIQUE.com. Make sure to check them out if you are also in the New Orleans area and shop in person and tell the girls that Jess sent you. With that, let's jump back into this episode. So I'm in a season right now where I am transitioning. I have, you know, lost a relationship, a longstanding relationship, and that I thought would have a different outcome. And it didn't. And I am yielding to the fact that I'm not every woman. It is not all in me. Whitney lied to us. I love her, Queen Whitney, God rest her soul. But it's not in us every day. There are some days where I'm clicking on all cylinders and I had a great workout. I walked my dog. All my work assignments are, you know, done. I'm responding to the Slacks and the emails. Everything's on lock. I have dinner ready. I'm checking on my girlfriends. My parents are good. And then I have days like, you know, as of lately, I've had a few days where I am in serious grieving mode. I'm grieving the loss of a relationship. My family has had a challenging season. I lost two uncles within a month apart from each other. And that is a lot for a human being. And you still have to move while you feel. That is something that I heard a friend say recently. Moving while you feel is not easy. And you need people that have wisdom and can pour into you when you are not able to pour into yourself or other people, and to love you when you need love, and to hug you when you need a hug. And if any of you all are listening, I thank God for you. I just want to pause for a moment and say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for loving me when I'm me, for supporting me, and for just being you, for continuing to show up, for continuing to encourage me, for believing in me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. So if there's anyone who does not have community, this is your community now. You can reach out to me. You can connect with me on social media. You can email me. I will share that in the episode bio, but please know that you are not alone. You are loved. You are valued. You are a light in this world. This too shall pass. You is kind. You is smart. And you is so important. So, number 8, lean on the people that love you and thank God for them. And I thank God for y'all. Number 9. And this is the last lesson. Pause and rest when needed, but keep going. So there have been times this season where I desired to get an episode out on Thursday, or, you know, have it scheduled to go out on Thursday. And I was just dog tired. I may have been in another city traveling at that moment. Anything could have been going on. And I just didn't physically have it in me to put an episode out. And to be honest with you, I wanted to have this episode out last week, but I just didn't even have, my spirit was extremely heavy. I didn't have it in me to record this episode. And not only did I not have it in me to record this episode, but I just, God's timing is so amazing. Because there's actually something I heard today during a service that I want to share at the end of this, but I just didn't have it and I wasn't able to do it. And I consider the fact that, yes, people have short attention spans. Yes, there are new podcasts popping up every day. Yes, they can go listen to something or someone else. But at the end of the day, I can't do what I can't do. And the people that are meant to stay and be a part of this community will stay. The people that are meant to come will come. The people that are meant to leave will leave. But I cannot overextend myself, drain myself when I don't have anything in me and force something out that's not genuine, that's not of substance, just to put something out. That's not what I'm going to do. It's not fair to me and my capacity, and it's also not fair to you all. You all deserve quality content, quality episodes, things that will allow you to leave with value, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. So there are some things that I'm working on and putting in place so there won't be gaps such as there were these last couple of weeks. And you all have my word on that because I do value you all as listeners. But I'm also understanding that there's power in resting. There is recharge that comes when rest takes place. there is rejuvenation. Ideas are generated when rest takes place. So that is something that I will continue to do. Rest is an asset. It's not a liability. So number 9, pause and rest when needed, but keep going. Keep going. Rest when you need to, but keep going. And the last thing I want to leave you with, lesson number 10, which is something that I received from my pastor today, Pastor Vincent Campbell of the Faith Center, is to believe in yourself and believe that there is someone else that believes in what you're doing, even when you have moments of doubt. Because they will come, but you have to keep going. And if you need to pivot, pivot, but keep going. All right, Style Crew. I thank you so much for another season. This, how wild that we just wrapped season 2. Just pausing to think about that. Man, God is so good. We just wrapped season 2. Season 3 will air in August to celebrate Black Business Month. I cannot wait for you all to hear from some of the amazing entrepreneurs from a variety of Black-owned businesses. I am actually still accepting inquiries from just a few businesses that would like to be interviewed or would like to advertise their products during the season. In August, we're rooting for everybody Black. I'm so excited to launch the season. And I am very excited that after we share those episodes, I'm going to tell you about season 4, the projects that I have working on, that I'm working on, that I'm going to be including you all in the process, and just some of the other things that we're going to do for season 4. I am so excited. Life is beautiful. Again, if you are someone that needs community, needs just someone to vent to, talk to, please connect with me on social media. The Instagram handle is Style and Conversation Pod. You can also reach me via email at styledbyjessicalauren@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear how the show is impacting you in a positive way. And that's it. That's it, y'all. Thank you for another season. And I will see you all in August, which is right around the corner. So stay tapped in. You'll hear from us in August. And later, Style Crew. Hey, Style Crew. Make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I am yielding to the fact that I'm not every woman. It is not all in me. Whitney lied to us. I love her, Queen Whitney, God rest your soul, but it's not in us every day. There are some days where I'm clicking on all cylinders and I had a great workout. I walked my dog. All my work assignments are, you know, done. I'm responding to the Slacks and the emails. Everything's on lock. I have dinner ready. I'm checking on my girlfriends. My parents are good. And then I have days like, you know, as of lately, I've had a few days where I am in serious grieving mode. I'm grieving the loss of a relationship. My family has had a challenging season. I lost two uncles within a month apart from each other. And that is a lot for a human being. And you still have to move while you feel. That is something that I heard a friend say recently. Moving while you feel is not easy. And you need people that have wisdom and can pour into you when you are not able to pour into yourself or other people, and to love you when you need love, and to hug you when you need a hug. And if any of you all are listening, I thank God for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.